The program is for locals only with Gary Hamada.
You know, you're familiar with the name, the Jazz Cat. Well, the real name is Leroy Downs, and you're probably familiar with that name over the years with KLON, and he was here on KRML. He was our correspondent at the IAJE conference last week or a week or two ago in New York City, and you know him today on his segment, Live with the Jazz Cat, and he comes to us courtesy of station KPFK down in Southern California. So we have Leroy Downs on the air right now, and hopefully he's got Ornette Coleman with him. How you doing? It's all yours, Leroy.
Hey, man. I am here, and it's very happy to be on KRML 1410 Jazz Radio and KRML.org. I thought I'd give you guys a little love, man. Today, here with me, I have one of the most extraordinary musicians and just a cat that's really paved the way to put freedom in jazz music. His name, Mr. Ornette Coleman. Ornette.
Yes, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing very well, man.
Uh-huh.
You and I always have some very, very beautiful conversations about this music that we call jazz, and we have been talking for over an hour. Sorry you guys weren't able to hear that, but we talked about a concept like music as religion, and so I'll let Ornette speak about that.
Well, I know for sure that sound is the parents of religion, life, love, creativity, and form. And music express what all those things mean to people socially, emotionally, and sometimes racially in relationship to their needs and wants, where they have to be identified because of how someone is treating them. And basically, I guess that when we say sound, we are really speaking from what it is as the language of humanity, as opposed to the form that it takes when any particular, what do we call it, creature or human being makes a sound, which we call it a language or just a sound of the way to... or else the concept of the language of that particular tribe or group is speaking. And at the same time, we are all actually victims of our own needs and wants because the perfection of things that cannot be done unless you do them yourself. And whatever that perfection that you can do for yourself, the sound will be there to make sure it means something to you.
Well, you
I
have
think
a concept.
That's why music is so great.
Yeah, you have developed a concept called sound grammar. It's like the language of sound in music.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, it's, it reminds me of when I used to play in what was once called and holy in the church where the people was holy, and what some people call Holy Ghost, or whatever. In other words, when people start expressing themselves in another tongue besides their own language.
Right.
And that is nothing to be scared of, or nothing to be put down, or anything to praise. It's an experience that only the invisible and the visible can both experience at the same time.
Right. Yeah. It's like a couple of vortexes coming together. This world and another world both speaking at the same time.
Exactly.
I'm sure on the other realm, they probably heard us speaking, and we heard them speaking in this tongue on this realm, and both of us were confused.
Yeah. That's true. Imagine all the language in the world can't tell you how to make a word. A word is spoken, they're not made.
Yeah. Very cunning. Harmelotics is a concept that we've been talking about, and you've been telling me how you can use different notes on different instruments that you play, actually, and they all kind of represent each other in
it's a fact that imagine darkness having something to do with making someone feel comfortable or protective, where being out of the dark makes someone feel that they might be vulnerable to anything could happen to them. So imagine that the whole concept of form having to do with emotion intelligence, the quality of how you use your instincts or your brain or whatever it is, the result is going to be that you have something to do with meaning something to someone for a reason that they can appreciate other than trying to get you to do something that you don't want to do.
Man, that's an interesting concept. You know, we were talking also about how people can approach your music. You know, you got to have big ears in order to hear the music, and so many people are so fearful of sounds that don't resonate very well with them. And some of the music that you express and some of the music that you play, it's just what you feel. It's an idea. But how do we get those who can't hear that idea to relax and open their ears and hear the language of the music?
Well, I know there are two basic things that exist in every human being. If they sit down, they got to stand up. And what motivates the human instinct is to find a way to identify wherever you are without losing your conscience of who you aren't. And it's so easy to think that you're faking something because you're in an environment that doesn't understand you at all. But the one thing that you can't lose is what you come away with. The reason why, I guess, the reason why the things that we call perfection or the things that we call creativity or the way we relate to anything that has a title that makes you feel more important than what you are without it is only in the form of some religion that makes you feel comfortable, because religion is not supposed to kill you. It's supposed to inspire you to find some form of eternalness in the spirit of who you are and who you don't want to be. And the saddest part is, because of the things that we have to abide by, there is no model for us to say that if we do it your way, it's going to be better tomorrow. If you do it my way, it's going to be better tomorrow. There is no way for it to be better if it's not better already.
Hence, music is religion.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, there's a couple of concepts. There's music, life, humanity, politics, color, race, sound. All of these things play a part in creativity and also play a part.
And imagine how death erases all of that.
Yeah, it all plays together in the same vein. And when it comes to music, it seems like music is a universal language that can be a conduit. So maybe people aren't able to speak to each other, but through the music, we're able to share some similar experiences.
I think there's some truth in what you're saying, but imagine if there was no music, doesn't mean there wouldn't be any music. Because basically, it is not something that you can see, feel, that it's not something that you can taste or see. The most thing that you can taste or see is food.
Right.
And music is one of the strongest foods that's on the planet.
Well, we ingest music in another way. It's like mm-hmm. audible and physical vibration that actually reverberates against our bodies as well.
Yeah, there's evidence that there is some perfection in the form of what is called eternity, but it's not because of something you need or want. It's something that exists. I mean, look at the sky. It's not going to fall.
No, it hasn't yet.
I don't think so.
Well, tell these people out there on the West Coast, out there in Carmel, California, what you're up to. What new albums have you been doing?
Well, I can get to that commercial part. For the last 10 years, I've been working on this music that I call homelotic, which means that if you got a Chinese person, an African person, a Jewish person, and an English person all together, and tell them to turn their backs to each other, they all would look like the same person. That to me is homiletic. It's where that the quality of who you are, you don't have to change to make anybody mistakes but your own.
Well, there are no mistakes in the music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No mistakes in your music either. You play a number of instruments efficiently. Which instruments are those?
I play the trumpet, the sax, and the saxophone, and the violin.
Now, I noticed that in...
Sometimes the piano. But I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that as long as I have been in music, I should be more advanced in any instrument, but I haven't... I don't have instinct to need all of that just to make a mistake.
Well, we spoke earlier, and you talked about the violin as being your piano. Does the piano, the melody of the piano, actually lock you down? What I mean by that is that does that take away some of the freedom that you want to use when you play?
Well. I think the most beautiful human instrument is the human body.
Mm.
I mean, it is the most beautiful musical instrument itself alone. I mean, when you hear Mahalia Jackson, the latest I've been listening to an opera singer, Bottoli, and I was listening to a CD of hers the other day, and a friend of mine came from Boston, and he had the CD, and I said, you know, and put it on, I would like to invite, I wish I could hire her to come and sing in my band and say, you know, sing anything that you like, any way that you want it, or whatever whatever you hear and feel at the moment, and don't worry about it, because the one thing that I have learned about speaking, when you speak words, the words don't last as long as sound as they do in your head.
Sound continues on.
For sure. And they change while it's continuing. So when I heard her sing the other day on a tape, I could hear her voice, but when I heard her phrases that took on the breath of a note, it just blew me away because... imagine, I don't know this, but life cannot be in a solid form, right?
What was the young lady's name again?
Bertilla Bottoli. I don't know which nationality, but I just heard her singing, and I went and bought her a CD just to listen, and she's really amazing. How she sings is amazing in relationship to the... She was singing opera, what we call opera, but she was singing beyond opera.
Hmm. Well, it's always amazing to know what artists are intrigued by, so it's nice to hear that you like this woman for her sound.
Well, I personally think that's true. For me, that's true about anybody. Perfection... is not because of how you are trying to be professionally equal to something that you've heard. I think perfection obviously is anything that materializes that it becomes a benefit to humanity.
Well, you, as we mentioned a little earlier, I think you're so grounded in the soul of humanity, so all of your music and all of your notes come from your heart, and you express your ideas as they come to you, not as in some sort of a structure.
Yeah, but sometimes I wish my heart would let my brain join it.
Well, you're a master composer, and you've composed a number of jazz albums, as well as some string and symphony music as well.
Yeah, I don't think that music is... I think music is just an idea. It's not a race or a style. It's an idea. And I prefer to try to activate the idea, which the idea is like an emotion that doesn't have to be identified.
Well, you are listening to Ornette Coleman here on probably your favorite jazz station, I would imagine, and that's 1410 AM KRML in Carmel and online at krml.org. Gary, is there anything you'd like to ask of Ornette while I have him?
I want to thank you very much, Leroy, the Jazz Cat Downs, and especially Ornette Coleman for being on with us today. And yeah, we are. You can catch us live on air right now at krmlradio.com all over the world. So this is being heard all over the world. And I also want to thank the radio station KPFK, Mark Maxwell specifically, for helping us with this broadcast. Go ahead, continue if you like, Leroy.
Oh, hey, Ornette and I...
We're enjoying this too much.
Oh, well, you know, I know it's deep. It might be deep for some
You know
folks.
What's amazing?
What's that?
That wherever we are and whatever we're doing, it's not because we're not there. You know what I mean? I mean, because I'm not where you are doesn't mean I'm not there.
No, you exist everywhere in the universe.
Or vice versa. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that since sound, you don't know where sound goes, but you certainly can't find out where it went.
Well, you have some idea of the direction that it's going, but then it all...
Sometimes, like you can't say it went down, it went up, it went... It has no direction, it only has presence.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we enjoy your sound, and we enjoy the power that you put into the music. And you've had, I mean, you've played with some of the best people and known some of all of the people in jazz, from, you know, Eric Dolphy to Charles Mingus to Prince Lachey. I'm sure you knew Miles. I mean, you can probably go on and on.
I don't have any reason to reject anything that is going to have a good effect upon the human genome, more or less, and most of all, whatever pleasure is, it shouldn't have no pain, no evil, or no punishment to exist.
I agree, and I think what Ornette is trying to say by that is that sound, even though it's sound in and of itself is a beautiful thing, and whether it resolves or doesn't resolve, it's all there for you to hear and listen and experience, not just with your ears, but, you know, digest it with your body and feel the music.
Yeah, and also, I don't know how many human races exist on the planet, but the two that have the biggest problem are called black and white.
They say that black and white is supposed to be so simple. It's either black or white, right?
Well, no, it's the thing. It's called that, but nobody knows what it is. So, you know, we're not really being, when I say we, I mean human beings are more conscious of what they aren't than who they are.
Mm. And how do you express that with the music?
Well, you don't have to know who you are to be what you don't want to be. And you don't have to want to be who you are to know what you have to know. In other words, it's obvious that being born is the key to eternity. And obviously, eternity, how can I say it, is not time. It's only present. It's only a present. It's not a clock.
Right. That just goes to show everybody that there are many more aspects to music than just sound and music. There's life and there's humanity.
Yeah, also, isn't that right? But let's say that the station that you're speaking to me now, or whatever it entails in relationship to how they relate to the public, the most eternal part of existing is that all the tools and all of the places and all of their concept of how we enjoy the thing that makes us more conscious of who we are and who we aren't. The result is it making you a better, is it causing you to be a better person? Is it causing you to realize that there might be a higher consciousness inside of you that you have not activated simply because the fear of how you would be treated would put you in a bad way? But at the same time, what we call wealth and poor, being poor and wealth, doesn't change that. I think the most important person that rules this planet is called Mother.
Right.
Mother Land, Mother Earth. Yes, Gary?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to have to ask if we can have him on again, if Ornette would be so gracious as to come on with us again. He has so much to say, and it is so much of a religion, actually, more than anything else, and we're just enjoying it so much.
Well, thank you, Gary. We appreciate the time for you to have myself and Ornette on. Once I get a chance to, I'll let you hear part of the other interview that we did once I get a chance to put it up on my site, which is thejazzcatnot.net. So we thank you all for listening. This is Leroy Downs and Mr. Ornette Coleman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We thank you. We also want to thank the facilities of radio station KPFK FM, listener-supported radio in Los Angeles.
Specifically, Mark Maxwell. And again, this segment, Live with the Jazz Cat, is on KRML. Leroy Downs is normally on Tuesdays. That is a segment. And today's a special broadcast with the great Ornette Coleman. We're very fortunate to have Mr. Coleman on with us today. And as you can tell, he has much to say. And we would love to have him on again on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. It's really a treat for us and an honor. So thank you very much.
Philosophies of love, life, music, beyond the universe.
You can't beat that, you know. You just can't. It's all about that, and it's great. Leroy, let me ask you one more question before we let you go. And you gave your website out where people can get more information?
Yes, the website is called thejazzcat.net. On there you'll see an article I wrote about Ornette when he played here in Los Angeles at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. Lots of pictures, lots of articles, there's radio shows, there's television shows. Please come by and visit. The address is www.thejazzcat.net.
Thank you very much, Leroy, and thank you very much, Ornette Coleman, for being on with us today. And we'll be right back with more on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You're listening to For Locals Only. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2006, here in Carmel, California.